WPHT.
WPHT HD. WOGL HD3.
Philadelphia.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Now, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter,
it's the Scoreboard Show.
The Friday Night High School Football Scoreboard Show with Jeff Nolan and Kevin Cooney.
Well, here we go again. It is high school football at its finest on a Friday night. Well, let me tell you something, folks. We had some upsets, we had some blowouts, and we had some throwouts. Some teams were upset, some teams were blown out, and frankly, some teams like to throw out some of these games tonight. But no matter how you chop it up, it's the High School Football Scoreboard Show on 1210 WPHT on the Odyssey app as well. I'm Jeff Nolan with you for the next 2 hours, highlights, lowlights of high school football in District 1 and District 12. And while the boys are back in town, we're back together. Brian Hensel off last week, some coaching responsibilities, rejoins the show, and Kevin Cooney sits here with me as well. Boys, when we saw the original schedule, we all said, well, these games are mensa. The league kicks off next week. Kev, in the end, I think we got surprised a little bit.
Yeah, we got some surprise. I think we found out, you know how we talked week one about how you don't really judge the whole season off week one? I think you have a real good sense right now on where the powers are lying in almost all these leagues. And we found some things out tonight that I don't think any of us expected. And we'll get to that when we get to the scores.
The action-packed show, I got to tell you, coming up a little bit later on, Rendell Ivory, head coach to Overbrook. They're 3-0 to start the season. Bill Murphy is the head coach at Archbishop Ryan, thinking of judging things, Kevin. They've got Father Judge on the slate, a Saturday game. They'll join us after 10:30. Then around 10, after the 10:45 break, Andrew Robinson's going to talk about the LaSalle-McDevitt game. We've got Drew Markle talking about a CB West win tonight. Rob Sr. is going to join us from the Pottstown Mercury talking about the big one, Cumberland Valley and Springford, and also some other that we'll save a little bit because I don't want to give them away because we want to talk about the scores. Brian Hensel, I had just mentioned that as we get to our first and 10 in just a few moments, next week is the start of all league schedules. This is the last week of non-league games for most teams. You're a former head coach. Does your approach change in any way when you flip from non-league to league schedules?
Well, in Suburban 1, I should say in District 1, all the games count. You know, it's worked off in a point system, and you got to be one of those top 16 teams. But when you start to get into your conference play, there's a little bit of backyard bravery that's going to go on, and then a little competition. So I think that the players themselves start to ramp it up as they start playing those schools that are closer to their borderlines.
All right, we also have a poll question. We'll give you that in just a few moments. But, gentlemen, it's first and 10 at 10 on this week three of our high school football schedule. If you're not familiar with this, Kevin, Brian, and I sit down prior to the show. We pick out what we think are the top 10 games in the area, and then Brian and Kevin break it down and tell you why that's what we think. All right, guys, let's go. Number one, Neshaminy and Downingtown West. Well, these are two 6A teams. Neshaminy loses tonight on the road to Downingtown West. Brian, I'll start with you. Why is this a big game?
Well, Downingtown lost a real heartbreaker last week, 30-29 against Perk Valley, who is a very good team. And I know Coach wanted to get out there and just get that bad taste out of their mouth. So facing a Neshaminy team at 2-0, they had their work cut out for them, but clearly made a statement game tonight.
I'll tell you what, though. If you're Neshaminy, you're happy with the way your non-conference schedule went going into the league, especially with what you've seen from some of your other teams in the conference.
Yeah, they didn't shy away from anyone.
Nope.
Neshaminy's first loss, and meanwhile, Downingtown West goes to 2-1. Neshaminy's got North Penn on the road next week, which takes us, Kevin, to game number two. The Flying Cardinals of Upper Dublin on the road, 2-0 against North Penn, who is 1-1. Upper Dublin at the end stuns North Penn on the road tonight, 32-28. Oh, I can't wait to talk about this game, Kevin. Why is it big?
Well, it's big because I think it sets the tone on what we thought. North Penn, you know, week one, we're talking about them being a district favorite. And Upper Dublin is a 5A team, and I don't know if a lot of us felt that they could go to Crawford Stadium and win. Yes, they beat them back in, it was 2016, right, Brian?
2016
for the district title.
Yes.
But we figured that everything had changed. Really, this shows how good Upper Dublin is. I think this is more of a statement on Upper Dublin than it is North Penn.
This is a great example of how a very good coaching staff can take a group of men and make them much better than they may be. They've got some good athletes there, but a good coaching staff.
And the power of 5A now, with Strathaven, Upper Dublin, and, you know, we have Imhotep out of District 12. Boy, the 5A playoffs suddenly, you know, when you look and project down the road, They look stacked.
It resides in eastern Pennsylvania,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, it does.
So. Does it, though, Kevin? If we're being honest, until we get to District 12, does it? It does. Will all the real action take place in District 1?
Yeah, but you can make the argument Strathaven or Upper Dublin could give them a game. How many other teams in the state can you say are going to give Imhotep a game in that setting?
Just want to keep everybody's heels on the ground
I'm just telling you, but it's an interesting storyline at this point.
It is. 3 weeks into the season, and by the way, Brett Stover will join us around 11:20, the Flying Cardinal head coach. Always a fun, entertaining conversation with Brett. All right, Kev, let's go public national. George Washington puts a thumping on South Philly, 51-18. They improve to 3-0. Why is this a big game?
Yeah, this is a big game because of the fact that Washington has beat Frankfurt. They've beat South. I mean, they have had a real nice run here to start the season. That final, that is not necessarily a final. That game is 51-18. It was late in the fourth, so we haven't gotten a full final on that. If that score changed, please somebody let us know.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that Washington right now, Brian, in my mind, they were not a team I would have taken seriously out of the pub to knock off Northeast out of 6A. They're a contender.
And I think part of our, and you and I are kind of similar in our thinking there, but I think part of that was that they had a so-so season last year, and that was after years of being the perennial powerhouse.
And you come out of the gate and you beat Frankfurt right away, and that kind of has just springboarded them.
Yeah, that's I'm looking forward to seeing that those matchups down the road here, because Washington starting off at 3-0 says that, hey, football's back in Northeast Philadelphia for George Washington.
Yeah.
All right, we continue our 1st and 10 at 10 here, week number 3 of the high school football season. It's been good so far. Let's look at our next game. We talked earlier, Brian, that Downingtown West, bad taste in their mouth. Lost last second loss last week to Perk Valley. No shame there. Perk Valley now tonight on the road against Cheltenham, looking to, you know, say, hey, we're for real. They win 35-25 over Cheltenham. Why is that a big game?
Well, I'll take a look at that. Cheltenham's record doesn't reflect what the kind of team they are. At 1-2, you might say, oh, you know, what kind of start are they off to? But they're playing some very good teams and playing some good football. Perk Yeoman Valley, though, with the 3-0 start, with just a 10-point win over Cheltenham tonight, that's a tight game. And these are two teams that we'll be talking about when we get to week 8, 9, and 10.
You know, and I think also when you look at it, Perk Valley is one of those teams that everybody kind of looks and goes, yeah, but. There's always a yeah, but factor, okay? And tonight, you know, they get a decent win, okay? Cheltenham has struggled in their two games since beating Abington on opening night. But they get a decent win, and it's just something to keep building off of right now. They beat Penwood, they beat Downingtown West, they beat Cheltenham. They'll have Roman Catholic next week.
Yeah, and coming off of week two, as you said, it was a big win, 30-29. You can come off that two ways. You can come off that flat, you know, resting on your laurels, or you can use it as building momentum. And clearly they used it as building some momentum to a 3-0 start for the season.
We look at our next game in the list, and this is a District 3, District 1 matchup against a team that maybe, I don't want to say is always looking for respect. They've gotten it, but maybe looking to get bumped up in people's eyes. That's Spring Ford. They take on Cumberland. They host Cumberland Valley tonight out of District 3. Two teams unbeaten going into this game, but Cumberland Valley prevails 28-16 over the Rams of Spring Ford. Brian, big game because?
This was the first real big challenge for Spring Ford. I know they started out of the gate 2-0, and Cumberland Valley is a perennial favorite coming out of the middle of the state. So, you know, they give them a good game at 28-16, but just fall a bit short.
And Chad Brubaker's team, they get Mannheim next week. So it's another one of those meat grinder games before you kind of get, you know, you have Boyertown, you have O&J. There's some decent teams on their league schedule, but they're not going to finish with a tough end of the schedule.
Well, they'll see Perk Valley down the road, but
yeah,
they're
but beyond that, it's Methacton, Norristown, and then a crossover game.
Yeah,
the pack. These type of games get you ready, I think. Would you agree, Brian?
100%. I mean, you could look at Mannheim and say, "Oh, they're just a 4A schedule," but they are more than just a 4A team. They're going to come out guns a blazing, and Spring Ford matching up with these strong teams in the first 4 weeks of the season speaks to what you said.
Hold it. Their first two games are against the 5A Governor Mifflin without Nate Singleton
and then Olney
with 27 players.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you need these type of games, though. You need to kind of populate the schedule and get some pushback, okay. And they got that.
That's good.
Right, and that's going to pay dividends for them down the road.
Right.
All right, next game. Kev, let's turn our attention back over to you. Strathaven and Conestoga, Central League game, okay? Strathaven, Garnet Valley sit at the top. Now, who's going to challenge? Who wants to make that push? Was Conestoga going into this game at 2-0 going to be one of those teams? Well, tonight they lose on the road to Strathaven 25-0. Again, an important game because...
Well, who was going to challenge Strathaven?
Okay. Did I take and, your... I'm sorry.
Yeah, and Strathaven kind of showed tonight that Conestoga's not really on that level just yet.
Well, and I you know, when you take a 2-0 team coming into your house and you blank them on the scoreboard, that says a whole lot about your defense as well, too. So I think, you know, Strathaven is making a statement to say, hey, we weren't just a one-and-done kind of team last year.
And kind of like, I'll go down the same line that we did in the last one with Springford. O&J, Lower Marion. Not exactly on the same level as Strathaven.
Mm-hmm. Continuing with our first and 10 at 10, Downingtown East taking on Delaware Valley. Delaware Valley was served up to a couple area teams and were beaten twice. Tonight they've got Downingtown East hosting Downingtown East. Downingtown East wins tonight on the road against Delaware Valley 28-20. Kevin, why a good game?
Why a good game? Because I think Downingtown East has showed that you have to put them in the conversation right now with anybody in 6A. I mean, Mike Mata's team goes to Pembridge, and Pembridge is not great. I think we would all agree. Mm. But you lose a heartbreaker against State College, and you bounce back the next week, and you go on the road. Del Valle's not traditional Del Valle. The power out of District 2. Jeff, what region's that?
Out of boys from Scranton,
That would be the boys from Scranton. But they are still a pretty good team.
Absolutely.
At least on paper. And I think by the time you get to late October, that win's going to look a lot better. Even though it's a 5A, that win will look a lot better.
Yeah, and Delaware Valley's not a pushover. We saw when the scores were coming in earlier in the night, Delaware Valley actually had the lead over Downingtown East at one point in time. So Downingtown East learned what it's like to play from behind and pull out a strong victory.
It's our first and 10 at 10. It gets us to game number 8. And for Archbishop Wood, their first game of the season, new coach Dave Armstrong, new head coach. And Malvern Prep is there visiting Archbishop Wood tonight. And Malvern Prep wins 21-3. Brian, we all monitored this game pretty tight. Why is this an important game?
Well, we talked about Archbishop Wood being a perennial powerhouse for a long time and having to miss their first two games this year due to numbers of players and competition. It was a lot of questions about, you know, how were they going to come out of the gate? And they started the game off with the lead. They started with the field goal and led 3-0. And this Malvern Prep team, although they're a 5A classification, is a very, very top-notch team. I would amongst the top three in southeastern Pennsylvania.
You saw them last week.
Yes. Yeah, they're a very, very good, well-coached team. And Archbishop Wood went toe-to-toe with them in their first contest. And... you know, they didn't get beat up. I think a lot of people were thinking, hey, with coach getting named late, that was going to get a beat up session, but I think they held their own.
Well, Malvern has Imhotep next week.
Yes.
And you're looking at Malvern, who they've beat LaSalle, and we'll get into the LaSalle game later, what they did tonight. They beat Wood, you get Imhotep, and then you get into the heart of a pretty tough Interac. The Interac went 6-0, by the way, last week.
Yes, I mean, they did.
Yes.
As our buddy Larry Menny pointed out.
Yes,
to us,
he did. Very insightful information.
Yeah, it was. I think you can make the strong case that Malvern Prep is the best team in Philadelphia right now.
You know, it's interesting, Kevin. One of us, of the three, assist in an area team's defense as a part-time hobby at Germantown Academy. And Germantown
It's like whittling for him.
Malvern Prep is on that Germantown Academy schedule in
October 29th.
So maybe we'll get a firsthand report.
Well, it's a Saturday night. It's a Saturday afternoon game.
And maybe if one Brian Hensel got us some free tickets.
They don't charge it, GA.
Oh, okay. Never mind. All right. Let's continue.
They don't need the money.
I'm bringing my press pass, okay? I'm bringing this thing right here.
If you bring your press pass, you will get in for free.
Once again, like Wayne Campbell going through an Alice Cooper concert.
I can't even get my front door with this thing
exactly
at home. All right. So game number 9 of our first and 10 at 10. Central Bucks, Easton Satterton. Guys, Brian, you weren't here last week. We got a chance to talk to John Donnelly. It's CB East beating Satterton handily tonight, 30-13. Brian, big game. Why?
It was a big game because for the first time ever, Central Bucks East was playing under the lights at their home field on their own campus. So a lot of buzz in the community about that opportunity. CB East and Satterton are nip and tuck through this whole game, but East powers away late in the fourth quarter for the 30-13 win.
That game could have been played on the moon, honestly. And not to downgrade the stuff that went on with the field and all that. And that game could have been played on the moon. I think the end result is probably the most important thing. We talked about before the show, CB East is for real. Like, we keep thinking, all right, maybe not, maybe not. Well, you go to Chambersburg and win, you go to Bensalem and win, and I get it, Bensalem's not what they were last year or 2 years ago. Next week is going to be huge with them and CB South suddenly.
Yeah, that's a great backyard battle right there.
All right, our final 1st and 10 at 10 game is a Catholic League matchup. Father Judge on the road against, well, not on the road. Well, it's against Archbishop Ryan.
At Northeast High School.
At Northeast High School tomorrow afternoon. Now, since Kevin graduated from Father Judge, Brian has graduated from Archbishop Ryan, we'll let the public school Neshaminy guy break this game down, okay? First of all, Father Judge, not in a very good mood after two games. They got beat by Alney Charter, week number one, a tough 12-9 decision there. Last week, they go down to Ocean City.
Yes, I was there.
And Kevin was there. You were getting a paycheck, all right? So Kevin was down there.
My check engine light came on, yes.
Pope John Paul II. And they lose in overtime, 22-21. And did they give up a late lead, Kevin?
Well, they actually rallied to send the game to overtime. Mm-hmm. And then it was third and goal from the 26, I want to say. And it ended up that Pope John Paul II scored. And took the lead, went for two, and won it on a run.
Mm.
So, Judge has lost both games by 4 points. They found the second half of the game, they found their offense a little bit. They were able to generate some of the running game. But Brian, if they don't do it in a hurry tomorrow, they're in deep trouble.
Kevin, what can we expect out of that game? Is that going to be an aerial attack, or is that going to be a ground and pound?
Game? I think you're going to see more ground. I think the one thing with Judge. They had some quarterback issues week one. I thought it got a little better in week two, but they're still the most effective when their offensive line is firing off the ball. They're the type, I think, that can get 4 or 5 yards a carry, and they need to get it done if they're going to have a shot. Because I think Ryan, we talked about this before the year, Ryan is one of those teams you need to really run the football against.
Okay, let's be clear. I was going to say all that anyhow. Okay, uh-huh. So that's, you guys just said what I was going to say.
I filibustered to the end of your time.
I that was all on my list of things to go over here about tomorrow's matchup and the fact that Archbishop Ryan shuts out Frankfurt week number one, 34-0. Bill Murphy's going to join us from Archbishop Ryan around 10:40 here in just about 20 minutes.
I'll pay
minutes
you back
or so.
In a tasty cake.
No problem at all. All right, so that's your 1st and 10 at 10. We've got all the scores coming up. We've got the writers and the coaches checking in. It's a Friday night. If you're not with us on the Odyssey app, you've got the High School Football Scoreboard Show on your AM dial at 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Warminster, we know your favorite station is WPHT.
Tell your smart speaker to play
1210 WPHT.
It's Friday night high school football, and there are teams that tonight have bitten the dust for sure. With Brian Henslin, Kevin Cooney, I'm Jeff Nolan. Kev, this is in honor of who?
Well, Queen. So obviously, with everything, you don't need an excuse to play Queen. Queen's great.
Okay, we'll just had a whole conversation before the show, but
yeah,
we won't
exactly
talk about it right
Long
now.
Long live the Queen.
Long live the Queen.
God's,
all right.
God's
hey, poll question.
Queen.
Poll question. Okay. Favorite food. Okay. Favorite food at high school football game. Is it hot dogs, popcorn, pizza, or pretzel? Kevin, where do they find that?
They find it at Kevin Cooney, but we can also retweet it on the WPHD score account. So.
Okay, so let's do that.
Yep.
Okay, and again, what is your favorite high school food on a Friday or Saturday? Hot dogs, popcorn, pizza, or pretzel?
And if you have another option, please add it in, and we will read it later in the show.
Right, and we encourage concession workers
To give us samples. Yes, we absolutely want samples.
And if you got a favorite school, if you have a favorite school that you love their concessions, definitely let us know. Brian, you had a favorite on Saturday games, right? Or Saturday morning games?
Well, this comes down to youth football. When my kids were playing, hands down, Quakertown area had the best, without question, the best snack bar.
I remember at Neshaminy at the Heartbreak Ridge, mm-hmm. I remember a hot piece of pizza on a cold October night felt so good in your hands at halftime. That's what I remember.
I remember PW used to have all sorts of things. Like Plymouth White Marsh would have like chili. PW would have meatball sandwiches, which I know, Jeff, you think is a little weird.
No, I don't think it's weird. You don't eat a meatball sandwich unless it's homemade. I don't need frozen meatballs.
Do you think
meatballs.
It's a little too messy to eat
no,
a
meatball? No, I don't eat meatballs. I don't want to eat meatballs that aren't homemade. I'm a little stuck up in that, but that's just me. All
I'm
right.
the hot dog guy, because you can have a pretzel at a cold game, and it goes cold, and it's hard to eat, but a hot dog's a hot dog, no matter what.
All right, let's look at our scores here. Kevin, you want to start with the Thursday
games? Yeah, we'll start with the Thursday games. Thursday in the pub, only three games, but the pub of football on Thursday is great. Simon Gratz, 17-6 win over Mastery Camden. They are now 2-0. School of the Future, they beat Massbomb 40-14. School of the Future saw that coming. Overbrook, a 34-0 winner over Kip the Boys. That is the final. So that is the three Thursday games.
You don't get to do my joke the next week after I had to explain it to you last week, okay?
That was good.
Last week it wasn't because I had to explain it to him. All right, let's look at tonight's game. Penridge shuts out Bensalem 35-0. Coach Berge's first win there. Central Dolphin and Coatesville, normally a good game. Central Dolphin winless so far this season. They remain that way. Coatesville beats them 34-28. And a Del Valle Pac Frontier matchup. Chester, well, they were dominant last year, and they start this year dominant as well. They improved to 3-0. They beat Phoenixville 47-10.
CB South rolls over Council Rock North 56-7. The Titans are 3-0. Council Rock South, boy, bad night for Council Rock. Pensbury, 41-6 winner over CR South after losing 19 in a row. Pensbury is 2 in a row at this point. They have won. Garden Valley, 49-0 over Radnor. They are 3-0. And Boyertown loses to Governor Mifflin tonight. 17-14.
All right, we keep things rolling here on a Friday night. Abington and Truman. Well, Abington takes care of Truman. Home game for Abington, 49-7. They go to 2-1. Penridge on the horizon at home. Hatboro Horsham looking to reestablish the program that dismantled midway through last season. Still looking for their first win. Didn't get it tonight on the road. They lose at Springfield Montco 21-6, who went through a similar experience a few seasons ago. They've rebounded well. They're currently 3-0 playing out of the SOL American. Haverford High, well, they pick up a win tonight 28-13 over Springfield Delco. And I guess we'll just, Kevin, you take it from there.
Yeah, Kennett is a 37-0 winner over Westchester Henderson. So Kennett now goes to 2-1. They get Ruston next week. That'll be a pretty good game in that 5A. Marple Newtown, 29-12 winner over Lower Merion. Marple improves to 2-1. Owen J. Roberts, 21-0 winner over Avon Grove. Out of the pack, Liberty.
Well, we take a look at Friday night action in District 12. Kensington shuts out Palumbo 42-0. It is Mastery North losing to Lincoln 26-14. Both of those teams now currently at 1-2. Belmont Charter shuts out Roxborough tonight. That final 43-0.
It was, let me go back to District 1. There's some District 1 games here that we have to get. Bishop Shanahan, 36-14 winner over Central. That is a final. Shanahan picks up their first win of the year. Oxford, 25-7 winner over Unionville in the Chessmont American tonight. So Oxford is now 2-1. Ridley beats Plymouth White Marsh 35-13. Ridley goes to 2-1. PW falls to 1-2. They've lost 2 in a row. Narstown, a 20-13 winner in the pack tonight over Pottsgrove. Narstown picks up their first win of the year.
Kevin, I will take it back to District 12, if that's okay with
that's
you.
Fine.
Samuel Fells, they beat Thomas Edison 30-6. Off week for Fells next week. It's kind of common in the public league, off and on weeks, bye weeks. Vaux loses to Dobbins 42-6. Guys, we'll talk about this, I'm sure, with Andrew Robinson coming up before 11 o'clock. McDevitt out of Harrisburg, 4A. Who did not play last week because their opponent was COVID positive, blows out The Explorers of LaSalle, 56-7.
Back to District 1. Pottstown, 20-14 winner over Harrod in the night. So Pottstown picks up their first win of the season. CB West all over Quakertown. I'm a huge surprise. West picks up their first win, 56-14 over the Panthers. A game in progress. We have not gotten out final yet. Great Valley was up on Sun Valley, 34-6. As Great Valley tries to go to 3-0. Innerboro over Upper Moreland, 37-7. The Golden Bears pick up their first loss. Innerboro is 2-1.
All right. How about St. Joe Prep? They pick up a 14-7 home win against Erasmus Hall. Executive Education beats Archbishop Carroll 12-6. Archbishop Spalding, they beat Imhotep 20-13. Archbishop Spalding out of Maryland. MLK, they are shut out by Wilson Westlawn out of District 3, 37-0. Northeast, an afternoon winner over Chestnut Hill, 14-12. And Kevin, I'll just wrap up District 12 before we get to Saturday's games. Episcopal Academy, 42-7 victor, a road victory over Cardinal O'Hara.
I have final five District 1 games on our slate tonight that we have in. Upper Marion, 21-14 winner over William Tennant. That's a final. Tennant is 0-3. Upper Marion is 2-1. Wissahickon falls to Methacton, 18-8 tonight. Methacton picks up their first win of the year. Upper Darby, 35-27 over Pencrest. That's a final on the pack. Cumberland Valley beats Springford, 28-16. We talked about that earlier. And Lower Moreland beats Jenkintown, 20-14.
Yeah, Rob Sr. is going to join us a little bit later on to talk about, after 11 o'clock, that Springford-Cumberland Valley game. Kev, I'll take a look at Saturday. First of all, in District 1, Perky Oman School is at Delaware Valley Christian School. That's a 10 a.m. kickoff. Olney Charter at Chichester at 11. Burke's Catholic coming out of District 3 to take on Pope John Paul II at 1. Lower Moreland at Jenkintown. No, that was today. That got switched to today. And New Hope Solbury taking on unbeaten Lansdale Catholic tomorrow. It's 6 o'clock. You want to do the Saturday District 12, bud?
Yeah, Ben Franklin in Frankfurt tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the War Memorial Field in Frankfurt. West Catholic and Boys Latin, that's at the South Philly Super Site at noon. Ryan and Judge, we talked about, that's at Northeast at 1. Bartram at Capital Prep Harlem at 2 o'clock. And Moore Catholic and Conwell Egan, that's at 2 o'clock.
All right, we're going to take another timeout. When we come back, Rendell Ivory, head coach at Overbrook, and Bill Murphy, head coach at Archbishop Bryan. We stay city when we come back here on the High School Football Scoreboard Show on the Odyssey app and 1210 WPHT.
It's WPHT's version of Friday Night Lights.
It's the Scoreboard Show.
Only on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. When you're a winner, it's my life. When you're a loser, well, you're stuck with yours. Oh, Joel right there. Back here on a Friday night, it's the High School Football Scoreboard Show. Odyssey app, if you're not in the area, 1210 WPHT. Every Friday night through the district finals, which is the Friday after Thanksgiving, we are here from 10 to midnight hour. 22nd year doing it. Second year on this radio station, having a blast. With former Central Bucks West head coach Brian Hensel, Kevin Cooney, I'm Jeff Nolan. Got a special guest coming up in just a minute. Just want to, again, Kev, give out our poll question.
The poll question, which you can find at Kevin Cooney
or
at WPHC Scores, which is our Twitter handle. What is your favorite thing to eat at a high school football game? Is it hot dog? Is it popcorn? Is it pretzels? Or is it pizza? We have over 400 votes already.
And if you have another suggestion,
please give it.
And if you have a favorite place, let us know where it is.
Absolutely, because we actually would like to have people start bringing us stuff.
Yeah, it's true. All right. Well, speaking of bringing us stuff, Henry Machette is engineering and producing it across the way and bringing us a ton of information, and very excited to have this gentleman on the show. He's a former Overbrook High School player. He played at Westchester. He came back to Overbrook, began coaching again in 2004, took over as the head coach in 2011, joins us for the first time here from Overbrook, their head coach, Rendell Ivory. Rendell, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, so before we get to the tough questions, favorite football food?
Favorite football food?
On a Friday night, you're there just scouting the team. What do you want? Do you want the hot dogs, popcorn, pizza, pretzel, or something else?
I'm gonna go with the pizza.
All right, you and me, we're on the same page. Okay, so we know you have some credibility. All right, so let's talk a little bit about your team. Hey, Coach. All jokes aside, a tremendous start, 3-0 to start the years a year. 94 points on the offensive side, but the defense shutting out two teams, holding opponents to eight. Just talk a little bit about what's made you so successful early on.
I mean, this year we have a great group of guys that we been working with, so we had a pretty good off season, and we just real young right now, so the success just been coming from the great group of guys, you know, attending practice every day, willing and eager to learn.
Rendell, when you look at your team, I mean, what has been the strength to this point? And just give a couple names of guys who have stood out through your first three games.
So I would say that our defense is our Achilles heel. Right now, one of our senior linebackers, Jayden Johnson, he's been playing very well for us. Yesterday, he actually scored a defensive touchdown for us.
Okay. How about on the offensive side? Obviously, when you're putting 30 up a night, it's pretty good. I mean, who has stood out for you on that side that maybe you didn't know going in the summer camp would be important for you?
So we have a couple of guys on offense that's playing very well right now, starting with our quarterback, Sean Nicholas. Mm-hmm. This was a kid who actually played wide receiver for us last year, and during the offseason he made the transition to quarterback. He's actually a junior. I believe so far this season he might have 5 passing touchdowns on the season so far. We also have a sophomore running back. He went to our school last year, but this is his first year playing football for us. So
right.
I believe he had maybe 2 or 3 touchdowns right now. His name is Jahnair Fogan.
Okay. When you have a quarterback quarterback move in from wide receiver, how much do you have to kind of – look, we know wide receivers tend to want the ball and want to force things and everything. I'm sure you want him to be more disciplined with how he's distributing and kind of throwing the ball at this point, right?
Yeah, so, I give him simple reads, you know. So right now he got pretty simple reads, you know. He'll go through his progressions. He actually been doing pretty well at that right now. Actually, last night he threw, I think he had 3 passing touchdowns last night.
Okay.
So we just keep it real basic and real simple for him right now, early on.
Coach, do you think that simple approach that you're talking about there is going to prove successful for your team as the season goes on, or are you looking to be a little more elaborate and complicated with the players that you have at this point?
Right now, in the way that we're progressing, each week I plan to install a little bit more. Hopefully we'll get to the point where he's able to take command of this ship, pretty much independently.
Now, Coach, did I hear you right? You said your defense might be a little bit of your Achilles heel, but I believe you guys threw 2 shutouts in the last 3 games.
Yeah, so our defensive coordinator, Darrell Chapman, he's doing an excellent job right now. One of the biggest things that help our defense is just our rotation on our defensive line. So right now we have maybe about 8 guys into the rotation. So
keeping guys fresh. Yeah.
Keeping guys fresh and keeping pressure on the quarterback.
Rendell Ivory, head coach at Overbrook, 3-0 to start the season on the road against Roxborough next week. 2 weeks from now, Rendell, you have that big matchup against George Washington. I mentioned in your bio before you put you on the air that you went to Overbrook. Was it a thrill to come back and not only coach but then become a head coach for you? What's that experience like for you as a former player to come back and coach at the alma mater?
I mean, it was a blessing just to have the opportunity to come back. But, that's the place where I got my start. So I just wanted to come back, and do what I can to give back to our community and, to my school.
Rendell, we appreciate your time. Your first time with us on the show. We're looking to work closer with the Public League and the Catholic League. And having you on the show tonight, really appreciate your time. Good luck to you guys the rest of the season. Stay healthy, stay competitive, and, hey, maybe stay unbeaten.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That
Thanks,
is
Coach.
Rendell Ivory, head coach at Overbrook, 3-0 throughout the season, Kev.
And I was going to say to Brian before we go on to the next guest, I mean, Overbrook is one of the legendary names in Philadelphia high school sports, obviously because of one guy.
Right, a guy named Wilt Chamberlain?
Yeah, Will the Norman. But the point is that they've had some decent football teams over the years. Not necessarily a title contender every year, but they've had teams that have been tough, scrappy, and have made the playoffs. So it's kind of good to see them back in this spot right now. And at 4A, they can make some noise.
Yeah, Coach Ivory brings a great energy to the program, too. Yeah. You can see it in just talking with him. And, you know, they match up next week with Roxborough, who is still looking for their first win. So they might be looking at a 4-0 start facing that George Washington team.
Well, speaking of matchups, if you've sat in my chair for the past 20 years or 10 years that Brian has been with us, you know that this matchup tomorrow, Father Judge and Archbishop Ryan is a big one. Kevin is a Father Judge grad. Brian is an Archbishop Ryan grad, and Bill Murphy, head coach at Archbishop Ryan, joins us on the phone right now. Coach, thanks for taking some time out the night before.
Oh, no problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, before I turn it loose on the Catholic League boys over here, so I'm a suburban kid that's read and heard stories about this matchup. For those of us that maybe don't know a lot about it, maybe don't understand it, can you kind of explain it to us and why it means so much?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, growing up in it and being around it my whole life, I think it's just the, you know, we're so close in proximity and, you know, a lot of kids in the neighborhood are either Father Judge or Archbishop Ryan. And I think that's what's always made it special is, you know, it's the Battle of the Northeast. And in a lot of people's eyes, it's the biggest rivalry in Philadelphia and has been for a long time.
Coach Murphy, it's Brian Hensel here. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
I'm doing very good. Thanks for asking. You know, back in the days when I was a player in the Catholic League, there were boundaries, and Ryan guys went to Ryan and Judge guys went to Judge, and that has since changed. And you know, I drive through the neighborhood that I grew up in, and I see the blue and red flags of Father Judge flying right next to the black and red flags of Archbishop Ryan.
Well, that's me. That's me. That's me over on Morrell Avenue. Yes, that's me.
So I'm curious. Like, what's the locker room or the practice feel like for that when you know how do you get those guys ready? Because it is a neighborhood rivalry in the sense that, you know, where the schools are located, but these players from both squads are kind of intermixed with each other on a day to day basis. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely, man. It's funny you say that. You know, I live over right next to Liberty Bell Playground, and I can look down the street and see Father Judge and Archbishop Ryan and Roman and everybody else nowadays. And, you know, in my own basement, you know, I can look around and see all my Ryan stuff now and my son's Ryan stuff and look on the wall and see my Father Judge football jersey. So,
yeah.
You know, it's extra special to me. You know, I've been tied into this as Kevin, and I've known Kevin for my whole life pretty much, and
I'm not that old, Bill.
My Uncle Joe being the, you know, baseball coach at Judge for, God, it felt like 100 years. You know, I grew up there. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize, Kevin knows, I started out at North Catholic. And I believe, Kevin, I may be wrong, I may be the first person that did open enrollment when I left North Catholic and went to play for Father Judge.
Yeah, you were. You were in that first class in, like, it was what, 95? 96?
Yeah, 94. I left North and went to Judge my junior and senior year. So I get it, man. And I'll tell you what, like I tell people all the time, I hate it because the rivalry was so much. It always felt great when you were in your own neighborhood as a rival. But you know, a lot of people like to remind me I'm part of the problem. So you know, and it's kind of funny to think, but you know, I really was, and you know, I look back at that, and I think me and Brian Kennedy or Chris Kennedy were, you know, one of the first two guys that ever did it. And for me, it was a, you know, I lived in North Catholic neighborhood. I grew up in Juniata. Was always around Juniata guys, and it was kind of tough being the bat boy for Father Judge. You know, getting chased home by the older guys when my uncle came down to Bacoli to play them. But, you know, I grew up in that atmosphere, man. And, you know, I tell people all the time, it's great now. Like, I have Frank McPhillan and Lee Marvel on my staff. And I'm a Catholic League, you know, Philadelphia sports buff. And the rivalry is real, man. And it's great to see the kids on the field because, like you said, they are friends with each other, too.
Bill, I'll see you on Sunday morning, I'm sure, at the Acme since we live in the same neighborhood. But I do have a serious question here football-wise. Judge kind of got manhandled in their first game, got run over by Alney's offensive line or defensive line. And then last week they lose that crusher against Pope John Paul. I mean, they're kind of wounded at this point coming in, and they need this one. You guys beat them last year as well. Does it feel like a real, you know, in addition to the rivalry, it feels like it's a real kind of a tough spot to catch them, isn't it?
It is, and I'll tell you what, Kevin, like, you know, I remind my kids every day this week, you know, last year we were 0-2 going into that game, and Judge was 2-0, and, you know, when I took over, that was, those kids were hungry, and that was their game, and that senior class hadn't won a football game at Ryan, and, you know, turning around last year and that being our first win and my first Catholic League win as a head coach, you know, it was extra special because I got to do it, A, against my old high school in a big rivalry game, and with my son as one of the players on the team, you know, surrounded by thousands of people who, you know, it's a great rivalry having Frank, who's a Ryan guy, yep. Judge, and Bill Murphy, who's a, you know, supposed Judge guy at Ryan. And you know, it makes it more, you know, when you're out there, it makes it competitive, man. And that's what we want. We want competitive atmosphere. We're trying to build a big-time program, bring Ryan back to what it was, you know, back in the 90s. And, you know, I think we're on the right track right now.
And well, that,
I think
and that, even the
you know,
mid-80s,
no matter
right?
what.
That
80s and 90s, man, you know, like, you know, it's kind of cool, man. Brian, I tell you, like, you know, me and Lee Marvel were talking about it. You know, a lot of people don't realize, too, is it was kind of crazy. I'm the only person I know that ever played for Whitey Sullivan and for John Quinn.
Bill, I'm going to cut you off there. I got to get to a break. Listen, thank you so much for being on with us. I'm going to tell you real quick as we go to break. Here's what happens behind the scenes, okay? Nobody, this is between you and I. Nobody else is listening. So Kevin went to Judge. Brian goes to Ryan. We'll go to commercial break. Kevin will go to Brian. I think your team's going to win tomorrow. And then Brian's going to go, no, I think your team's going to win tomorrow. And I'm going to leave the studio because I know they're both lying.
And
we are out of here. Thanks a lot, Bill. And we are at the break here. Coming up next, we've got Scores and Andrew Robinson to talk about the LaSalle McDevitt game. It's the High School Football Scoreboard Show right here on 1210 WPHT.
Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 on Talk Radio 1210.
And on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
Yeah, the word is go, go, go on a Friday night high school football scoreboard show. Brian Hensel and Kevin Cooney. I'm Jeff Nolan. Andrew Robinson joins us just a couple minutes. Let's hit some scores, though, Kev, before we get to Andrew. First and 10, at 10 tonight, Downingtown West beats Neshaminy 30-7. North Penn upset by Upper Dublin 32-28. Brett Stover joins us at 11:20 from the Flying Cardinals. George Washington thumps South Philly 51-18. Perky Oman Valley 10 points better than Cheltenham 35-25. Cumberland Valley squeaks by Springford 28-16. That's not the squeak. That's a stretch. 25-0. Strathaven shuts out Conestoga. Downingtown East 28-20. Archbishop Wood loses their opener, home opener, and season opener, Malvern Prep, 21-3. CB East beats Souderton 30-13.
Okay, in District 1 on Friday night, Pembridge, a 35-0 winner over Bensalem. It was Central Dauphin losing to Coatesville. Coatesville, 34-28 winner. Chester, a 47-10 winner over Phoenixville. That's a final. CB South goes to 3-0, 56-7. And Pensbury, 41-6 over Council Rock North.
Friday night in District 12, a shutout win for Kensington, 42-0 over Palumbo. Mastery North, beaten by Lincoln, 26-14. Home win for Belmont Charter, shutting out Roxborough, 43-0. 30-6 victory, road victory for Fells over Edison. Dobbins beats Vox, 42-6.
Garnet Valley is a 49-0 winner over Radnor back in District 1. Governor Mifflin beats Boyertown, 17-14. Abington, a 49-7 win over Truman. Springfield Monco goes to 3-0, 21-6 over Hatboro. And Haverford High over Springfield Delco, 28-13.
All right, looking at District 12 on a Friday night, St. Joe Prep home against Aramis Hall, 14-7 win for the Prep. It is thank you very much.
Executive.
Okay, so that game wasn't important. Imhotep Charter loses on the road to Archbishop Spalding, 20-13. Going back to my speech impediment, Executive Education, 12, Archbishop Carroll, 6. Kevin, do it again.
Kennett, 37-0 winner over Westchester Henderson. Marple Newtown, 29-12 over Lower Merion. Owen J. Roberts, 21-0 over Avon Grove. Oxford 25-7 over Unionville, and Bishop Shanahan 36-14 over Central.
No, very good. Now I get Wilson Westlong, whose kicker is probably Peter Piper picked. All right, they shut out MLK 37-0. And let's go to our phone now, and Andrew Robinson's going to join us because we're going to talk about just a good old-fashioned woodshed beating. Bishop McDevitt, a 4A team out of Harrisburg, on the road tonight against LaSalle. They beat LaSalle 56-7. And Andrew joins us right now from PA Prep Live and the Reporter Online. Andrew, I think we were kind of stunned by what we saw. How about you?
Yeah, well, first off, thanks for having me on, and thanks for having me on before Coach Dover, because I'm not going to beat that phone call tonight. Yeah, I mean, if you had said before the game, okay, McDevitt wins, I wouldn't have been that shocked. I mean, obviously, they're a good team. They have a ton of talented players. But for them to come out the way they did, I mean, they led 21-0 6 minutes into the game. And it just seemed like LaSalle was kind of shell-shocked before the game even started. I mean, it was just really, they couldn't do anything. And McDevitt was really doing whatever it wanted on both sides of the ball.
When you look at it, you know, Andrew, we've covered a lot of football together over the years. And I think we always feel like, well, week one, you know, you don't overreact the week one. Can we overreact a little bit now to week three with LaSalle after losing tonight the way they did and losing the way they lost to Malvern last week? It's almost like that cancels out the North Penn game at this point.
Yeah, a little bit. I think, you know, you're looking at that LaSalle game last week and it's like, okay, it's down the shore. It's a holiday weekend. Malvern's a really good team too. Maybe it was just a bad game for them. You know, maybe they're a little coming off a little bit of a high from week one. It's a blip. They're coming back. They know this is a good team. See how they respond. Or it's a home game for them. You know, it's at Wissahickon, but it's their, you know, their crowd, their band, all that. They get to go to nice amenities. It's playing their de facto home game. And yeah, I mean, they give up a 55-yard touchdown pass on the second play of the game. And I mean, their defense was on the field for 7 snaps and gave up 3 touchdowns. So, yeah, I think at that point it's kind of, you know, they even Coach Steinmetz and Noel Henry, a senior receiver who scored their only touchdown, they both kind of said after the game, it's time to hit the reset button and really kind of start looking inward and see where the problems are and how they can fix them.
Andrew, we're up against it. Where can people get a hold of you on social media to learn more?
I wouldn't recommend it, but my Twitter is at ADRobinson3, and my stories are on PAPrepLive.com.
All right. Love the confidence, Andrew. Thank you so much. We're going to have you back, okay?
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Andrew.
All right. LaSalle losing tonight big to McDevitt. We've got more scores and highlights coming up at the top of the hour. It's the High School Football Scoreboard Show right here on 1210 WPHT.
WPHT. WPHT. WGL HD3. Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter, it's the Scoreboard Show. The Friday Night High School Football Scoreboard Show with Jeff Nolan and Kevin Cooney.
See, I love that liner because we want to have a relationship with you, a football relationship with you, and then we include Brian Hensel in that each and every Friday night. Kevin, speaking of relationships, what is our poll question for the night?
Yeah, our poll question for tonight is, what is your favorite food to eat at a high school football game?
Mm.
I mean, and we're getting a lot of interesting results. Some have mentioned pierogies, but the answers we have down are...
What are we out in Western Pennsylvania?
Bridesburg.
Okay. Oh, Bridesburg, sorry. Okay. Send the kid from Lucktown.
Western Bridesburg.
Okay.
It's hot dogs, pizza.
Yeah.
Pretzels,
right.
And popcorn, which I got mocked over putting popcorn in by my buddy Dennis Deitch.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame him.
Really?
Why? Popcorn is not a football field. That's a movie. It's not a football. Yeah. Yeah.
Although Johnson's, you could eat that anywhere, right?
That's true.
Yeah, Johnson's was brought a big in thing. By Brian Hensel.
It was for Dobus, but he's not here.
Yeah, sorry. Thanks.
We'll eat it in his honor.
And so right now the leader is soft pretzels, 44%. Hot dogs at 40. Pizza at 12. By the way, it depends where you get the pizza too. Like,
yeah.
If you just get like a chain, no. If you get like a place that's in your neighborhood, that's always good.
And all right, Bobby Flay, you want to continue?
And popcorn, 4%.
Okay. Where's that Chick-fil-A coming in at?
Chick-fil-A's been listed like multiple times. The chicken sandwiches. I love the exotic foods that you get in some of these places.
I said pizza earlier because at Neshaminy, when I was 9 years old and I went to my first game, if it was a cold October night and you got that warm piece of pizza at about 8:15, it felt great in your hands and it kept you warm a little bit.
It's also a little bit too much like carnival pizza, though. Carnival pizza's awful.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I got Bobby Flay over here. I'm working with Bobby Flay. What was yours again, Brian?
Mine's the hot dog, because you could be on a hot summer night and eat a hot dog, or it could be a really cold December playoff game, and that hot dog still plays well.
When you're not shaking your fist at the neighborhood kids, angry Kevin Cooney, get off my yard, what's your favorite?
You see, I love stopping and getting a bag of pretzels on the way in.
All right. I don't even understand. So you don't buy food at the stadium?
I was working a lot, but I used to have
when you were a kid and went to a game.
I would get the pretzels that they would sell out of the shopping cart that was probably
filled
with gasoline all over it, because they weren't even like covered with like bags or anything. It just was like out there.
Throw them in
no there. Salt, just throw them there.
I watched the expose somebody did years ago they didn't wash hands or whatever like that.
Herb Denenberg.
Next Phillies game, I'm still buying the bag. I didn't care.
It was Herb Denenberg.
I didn't care.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right. So coming up a little bit, we've got Rob Sr. is going to join us. We're going to talk about that Cumberland Valley Spring Ford game. And also, Brett Stover is going to join us after 11:15. Joining us now to talk about a Central Bucks West win, first win of the season, is a gentleman we had on week number one at 11:35. Last week we had him on at 11:25, and this week we have him on at 11:05.
If he's not good, he's going back to 11:45.
And I want a ton of energy. It's Drew Markle from the Intel. Drew, how are you?
Well, I got a little bit more energy than last week, but it's still, you know. If you guys want to go get the French fries up when you up in the Colonial League with the
that's a good point too.
Yeah, when the food truck pulls up, and yeah, that's nothing wrong with that.
We didn't have food trucks back when I was going to high school football games.
They didn't have trucks.
You didn't have rubber wheels.
If I was going to those same Chamonix games, although you are much older than myself.
Okay, I think we made that point pretty clear.
Maple Point.
Let's talk a little bit. Oh, by the way, so CB West, who I think preseason everybody thought, okay, you know, Rob Rowan's done a great job with this program. They lose two out of the gate, but now we know, losing at Garnet Valley and Upper Dublin, no shame there. They took out some frustrations over Quakertown tonight, 56-14.
Yeah, Jeff, this one was never in question from the start. I mean, West just came. They were just pounding the ball, and Eli Bohm, the senior running back, and Vinny Cherubini, another senior running back, they were just slamming away at Quakertown, and West was also throwing it. The junior quarterback Gans Cooper had three first half touchdown passes, all to another junior named Connor McFadden. So yeah, this was just, you know, I expected closer. You don't ever really want to go to a mercy rule game. You want to go to the ones that you think are going to be close. And I thought this was going to be close, and I was wrong. But West looked pretty good. And like you said, I mean, you know, there's teams they lost to are combined 6-0. So, you know, we can't forget that.
Drew, figure out the Suburban One League for me right now. I mean, everything I think we knew coming into the night with North Penn, and maybe Quakertown, you know, Quakertown lost last week to North Penn, and you figure, but Quakertown would eventually get back on track here. It seems like everything's up for grabs at this point. I can't make heads or tails out of anything at this, with where they are.
Well, I think, Kev, with Quakertown, they're very young. They had that run last year when they were loaded with seniors, and they had the 3-year starter quarterback, and, you know, Will Steich is now playing at Widener. You know, it's they're rebuilding. And, you know, I don't think they're going to be part of the mix, but you look at it, I still think in 6A, it's probably North Penn, but you can't discount, you know, CB East, nice win tonight over Satterton. You can't discount CB South, and, you know, I don't think you can discount CB West either. So,
And we haven't even gotten into the Chamonix, who is 2-1. I mean, their one loss is
correct,
a clunker, but they had two really good wins.
Exactly. So, you know, it's only 3 weeks of the season. You know, we all try to, you know, figure things out, and it's not even, you know.
It's 30% of the schedule, Drew.
It is, but it was Labor Day 3 days ago or 4 days ago. I mean, you know, we're going to get into the league stuff, and we're going to get, a little bit. You know, we'll learn more. I'm not the fastest learner, Kev. That doesn't help.
Well, yeah.
Drew, the West team took a tough loss early on in the matchup with Garnet Valley from the playoffs from last year, and then really got their hat handed to them against Upper Dublin last week, who we're finding out is for real. Were they playing with a sense of desperation tonight or a sense of purpose, or did they just really get a chance to take advantage of miscues by Quakertown?
Well, Brian, it's a little bit of both. I mean, the West coach, you know, Rob Rowan says, you know, we don't look at the, you know, you don't look at the records, but then, you know, when you talk to the kids, they'll tell you, yeah, we look, you know, we're, we don't want to be 0-3. I mean, you know, they know, you know, full well that they needed to win. And, you know, you can tell them, you know, I said, I told this, we were talking with, when I was talking to Rob Rowan, you know, you can tell them until you're blue in the face that, you know, the teams you lost to are really good, but, you know, they want to get a win. And, you know, and it's not about moral victories, you know, when you're 17 years old trying to win football games. So they just came out and they were just on fire and, you know, really, you know, just pushed, you know, young Quakertown team around.
West's schedule next week against Pensbury, then they're at North Penn, at Abington and Neshaminy, and then they get south and east at the end to wrap it up. So they really kind of have to find wins. They have to get the 5 wins, you would think, to make a playoff run. That's going to be tough with that division, though.
Oh, it sure is, and I don't think 5 wins will do it, Kev. I think
you could get a 16. I think
maybe. I mean, you know, but you don't want to leave that to chance. I mean, you know, that, you know, 6 is a good number. 7's a magic number,
right?
But you know, that's right, with that schedule, though, we're coming up. You know, we're going to have some really good, you know, really good games, and it's nice to have. You know, it's because it's been so much, you know, and a credit to them, you know, North Penn, you know, forever. And now you've got, you know, I've got intriguing games, you know, involving not just North Penn. So, you know, it's going to be fun.
All right, Drew. Listen, good for you. Something close at home, 56-14, a win for CB West tonight over Quakertown. Got you on early enough. You can fit that work in you always talk about late at night in.
That's time for bed, Jeff.
All right, never mind. Drew, as always.
If your show's up.
Thank you, Drew. You have a wonderful night. Guys. Drew Markle from the Intel letting us know it's a 56-14 win tonight for Central Bucks West, picking up their first win of the season. Changing gears a little bit, we go out of county, in county, a District 1, District 3 matchup, Cumberland Valley. On the road, they take on the Rams of Springford, and both teams unbeaten going into the game. Cumberland Valley prevails tonight 28-16, and joining us from the Pottstown Mercury is Rob Senior. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, so we were pumped about this game coming into it because, you know, Kevin mentioned Chad Brubaker always in the mix, a postseason team. Cumberland Valley, we weren't really sure what they had coming into the season, unbeaten at 3-0 and a 12-point road victory. It says at least on that side, they've got something. What about Springford? What did you see tonight?
So, yeah, and it's easy to see why Chad schedules Cumberland Valley for the past several years, year in, year out. What we saw with Springford tonight was a team that hung in there. If you look at this game statistically, it's pretty even, but Cumberland Valley just made one more play repeatedly. They have a senior quarterback in Isaac Sines who did a little bit of everything. A couple passing touchdowns, ran for about 60 yards, kicked all 4 extra points, and broke up several passes in the secondary. He really stood out tonight.
So, with Springford losing to this game, and we know that they're going to be a contender as the season goes on, what do you think they're going to pull from this Cumberland Valley loss going into week 4?
I think they got some steps forward to take in the back 7. I know that the secondary is an area that Chad has talked about where they're still looking for a couple answers. I think what they really need to do is get focused for next week because they have Manheim Township who played Cumberland Valley to the wire. Week 1. So that's another tough test coming out of District 3 next week. And then it's on to the Pack, on to their rivalry with Perkiomen Valley. And I think game before that is Boyertown, who took Governor Mifflin to the wire tonight.
One thing they'll have is Manheim will come off a short week. They're playing at Harrisburg
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. When you look at this, Rob, realistically, if you have problems in the secondary, you know, you have Perkiomen Valley, who's not a team that throws a ton, right, Brian? They're not. I mean, if you're going to be in a league where you're going to have trouble in your secondary, being in the Pack's not bad because you don't have a ton of throwing teams, right?
Well, no, yes and no. Boyertown, we all know the story there. That's a smash mouth team that definitely limits their attempts through the air. O&J, little more passing game, but also more ground-based team. Perkiomen and Valley, though, that's one of the better multifaceted offenses that I've seen. They didn't miss much of a step going from our player of the year last year, Ethan Kohler, to Danny Kohler, their new quarterback. No relation, just a coincidence. But he brought them back from a 27-10 deficit last week at halftime against the Downingtown West team that proved their mettle tonight.
Right.
I think that, if someone on the schedule is going to take advantage of a secondary weakness, it is Perkiomen Perk Valley for sure.
Rob Senior writes with the Pottstown Mercury, letting us know that it is a win tonight for visiting Cumberland Valley over Springford, 28-16. Hey, Rob, I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, and I apologize, and you can just say, hey, I don't know anything. I saw on social media today, Norristown had to borrow helmets from Methacton or something like that. Are you familiar with this story?
I think it was the other way around. I know that I kind of, browse past the post that you're talking about.
Okay.
I feel like it was Methacton borrowing from Norristown, and I definitely want to get some more on that before I say
sure.
anything more.
Sure.
But I think I saw the same exact tweet you did, perhaps. But,
yeah.
What, the helmets were stolen?
I think it was Methacton borrowing from Norristown.
Yeah, they had to borrow helmets. I don't know what happened. Hey, Rob, we want to use you again. So if you look into it, when we talk again, you think maybe you could fill in the blanks?
Would be glad to. Absolutely. Big shout out to Norristown and Pottstown, two Pac teams that got their first wins tonight. Congratulations to both programs.
That's a big win for Norristown. They've had a real rough time here in the last couple of years.
They had a pack represented here with Rob Senior. I love that, baby. Yeah. Hey, so Andrew Robinson was reluctant to give out his social information. Are you the same, or would you like to share it?
No, sure. You can follow me on Twitter. It's RJ Robert John S for Senior 0519.
All right. Hey, let's keep this relationship.
RJS0519.
I'm writing it down as we speak. I can't spell. So anyhow, Kevin's going to take a picture, and I'll just read it. So listen, awesome. We want to do this again, buddy. We appreciate it, Rob Senior of the Pottstown Mercury, letting us know a 28-16 win for Cumberland Valley over Springford. Thanks, Rob. We appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Rob.
Hey, this is great because we got two new writers on today. Andrew was on for the first time. We got Rob on for the first time.
Shout out to Matt DeGeorge, who is working the desk tonight.
Yeah, and Matt's not going to be on. I know people look forward to hearing him on the radio. At least that's what we get from his
family.
At least
it wasn't a Union game.
It wasn't. Oh, okay, yeah. But we have Brett Stover coming up, the upset win over North Penn. And our poll question once again, Kevin.
What's your favorite high school football food? Hot dog, pizza, pretzels, or popcorn? Kevin Cooney? Or at WPHT Scores.
And you can
fill in your own, and we'll read them after 11:45?
Yeah, and we also want to concession workers or your favorite place to get food.
Absolutely. And, once again, we take samples.
Okay, all right. We're going to take a timeout. We'll roll some scores again. Brett Stover, winning coach of the Flying Cardinals of Upper Dublin, is going to join us. It's a Friday night. You've got us on the Odyssey app, and you've got us on 1210 WPHT.
Free speech lives here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Ooh, the red, white, and blue.
And on the free Odyssey app.
That's a heartbeat of a winner. Slow, steady, and under control. Welcome back, everybody. High School Football Scoreboard Show, Friday night, 10 to midnight, through the district title game, Thanksgiving Friday.
Is that like a... it's Radio Gaga. I was wondering, is that like an 80s movie song?
Had a good heart, got a beat to it.
Yeah.
Good, like a champion's beat. Speaking of, I don't want to say champions, but a great win, Upper Dublin head coach Brett Stover is going to join us in about 5 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So get ready
absolutely.
For that. Hey, do you want to hit some...
sure.
Okay. Let's hit some scores. We'll pick it up on a Friday night in District 1. It was Hatboro-Horsham losing to Springfield-Montco 21-6. Haverford High takes care of Springfield-Delco in a Central League matchup 28-13. Chessmont American, Kennett shuts out Westchester-Henderson 37-0.
Central League, Marple Newtown 29-12 winner over Lower Merion. That's a final. O&J Roberts, a 21-0 winner over Avon Grove and Oxford 25-7 over Unionville.
Central drifted out of the public league to take on Chesmont National. Bishop Shanahan, they lose 36-14. Ridley beats PW 35-13. That good win for Ridley right there, even though it's a 6A, 5A. Plymouth White Marsh has bounced back and forth between 6 and 5. How about Pottstown? We just heard Rob Sr. tell us a first win for them. And their new head coach, 20-14 over Harrington, and Quakertown thumped by CB West, 56-14.
Marstown beat Potts Grove, 20-13. That was a final. Great Valley, 41-6 over Sun Valley. We just got that final in. Innerboro, 37-7 winner over Upper Moreland. And Westchester Ruston, 35-12 over Westchester East.
And we've got William Tennant losing on the road tonight to Upper Marion, 21-14. Methacton picks up a win. They beat Wissahickon, 18-8. Battle of the Unbeatens. Somebody had to come off tonight. It was Methacton. Pencrest loses to Upper Darby, 35-27. Cumberland Valley, we talked earlier with Rob Sr., 28-16 win over Springford. Jenkintown loses to Lower Moreland, 20-14. If I go to District 12 on a Friday, Kev, I'm going to pick it up right there at Springfield, Chestnut Hill.
Springside.
Chestnut Hill, Chestnut Hill Academy, losing to Northeast, 14-12.
Roman and West Catholic, we're still trying to get that score. That is the final game of the night we haven't gotten. Episcopal Academy, 42-7, winner over Cardinal O'Hara.
What's happening on Saturday, my friend?
Saturday's schedule here. It's Perky Oman School at Delco Christian. That's at 10 a.m. on the Chartered Travels. The Chichester at 11. Burke's Catholic and Pope John Paul II. Pope John Paul II is really good, by the way. 1 o'clock on Saturday. New Hope and Lansdale Catholic, they will play at 6 p.m. at LC. District 12, Ben Franklin and Frankfurt at 10 a.m. They'll kick it off in Frankfurt. West Philly and Boys Latin at noon at the Super Site in South Philly. Ryan and Judge at 1 at Northeast. Bartram and Capital Prep Harlem at 2. Moore Catholic and Conwell Egan at 2. In the Interact, Hill and Germantown Academy at 1:30. Academy Park and Haverford School at 1 o'clock.
Well, let me tell you something. With our next caller on the phone, that Odyssey app better be active with all the alumni tonight, because on that Saturday, which is tomorrow, there's going to be one team doing nothing but sleeping in and celebrating. I'm talking about the Flying Cardinals of Upper Dublin. 32-28 come from behind road win over the Knights of North Penn. And joining us is the head coach who helped execute that game plan, a man that we know very well and very happy that he's on us on the show once again. It's Upper Dublin head coach Brett Stover. Hey, Brett.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for having me on, man. Appreciate you guys covering us.
What did you do, Brett? You did it again. North Penn. It wasn't a district title game, but it was a regular season game. What happened tonight?
Wow. It was really kind of the tale of like two halves and then the last minute of the game, so to speak. But my kids came out and we played, you know, we really played well in the first half. My defense played awesome. Coach Sowers together a great game plan for us there. And then, you know, we were able to put two touchdowns and a field goal up in the first half, and we go up by 10 at halftime. And the kids, you know, the kids are believing. You know, we went up last year and played them up there, and I think it was a little too big for us last year. We got down by 14, 21, whatever it was, before our kids figured out we could play with them. So that was kind of what we talked about all week. We wanted to go out, we wanted to come out and play hard from the beginning, and we were able to do that. We were able to hang around, and we were up at halftime, and then very disappointed the way we came out of the locker room in the second half, though, and allowed them to kind of get some momentum, get a touchdown to get it within three. We literally were going into the end zone. We broke the plane. We had an interesting call where the ball came out after we were laying in the end zone. They picked it up and ran it back 105 yards for a touchdown. We could have folded at that point, but you know what? My kids just kept fighting. They kept competing. We went down and we got a touchdown, got a two-point play, and then onside kick, we recovered it. Two plays later, we're in the end zone, we're winning. It was like, wow. It was kind of like last year when our season ended, the PW, they kind of did that to us last year. And it was kind of like, wow. We walked out of there like, did we just lose that game? And I kind of walked out tonight, I'm like, wow, did we just win that game? So it's exciting.
Coach, it's Brian Hensel. Got a quick question for you. You know, you're at a critical point in the game where you have a controversial call that gets returned, and now it's a 14-point swing for your game. What do you say to your players as they come over to the sideline and you gather together to get the kick return?
Well, actually, I went out and I got myself a 15-yard penalty first to kind of just get everybody settled down. So
the league office will be calling there, Coach.
That's fine. I earned it. Let's put it that way. I got my money's worth. And then I just kind of brought everybody together and said, hey, let's, you know, we got two ways to go with this. And we literally went right back down the field. And unfortunately, you know, Dick's defense stops us at like the 20 and they go down and get a touchdown. And then we're down 10. And I was like, well, you know, we played really well, or you know, let's keep going. And the kids just kept fighting. You know, I got a really good senior quarterback, Colin O'Sullivan. I got a couple really good wideouts, and we went right back down the field. And next thing you know, we're in the end zone. You know, it's like a minute and 5 seconds left. Let's keep playing. Went out, said, let's get the 2-point play, then we'll get the onside kick. And it just, you know, it just all fell into place. It's just the guy smiled on us tonight. Let's put it that way.
Coach, you gave credit to Coach Sowers for putting together a heck of a defensive game plan. They're only giving up 21 points to a very powerful North Penn offense. I mean, you know, how are you guys getting it done? That's the question everyone wants to know. I'm sure everyone wants to watch this film to see how to stop North Penn.
Right. Well, our kids, you know, Dave is just meticulous, but our kids are not believing in us. You know, they're trusting us. If we're going to put them in the right place to make plays, whether it be offense, defense, or special teams. And our special teams guys, every one of my coaches is involved in a special team. So there's so much ownership with my staff, and they just did such a great job tonight. You know, we didn't panic, and I think our kids didn't panic. You know, there was none of that. I'm sure we were angry, we were upset, but we just kept playing football, and at the end of the day, that's what the kids did, and then we came out with, you know, the result we wanted.
Brett Stover's the head coach of the Flying Cardinals of Upper Dublin. Go to 3-0 tonight with a road win over North Penn, 32-28. Brett, 60 points in the game, though. Is this kind of the game you expected you were going to engage in with North Penn?
Yeah, I mean, they obviously their quarterback's very good, and I know my quarterback's very good. So the ability, the potential was there for points. And, you know, we literally scored on our first play. You know, they went down and scored a 7, you know, they're up 7-0. We get the ball, our first play, we score. So I knew it was going to kind of be a back and forth kind of night. And our defense, you know, we block a field goal right before halftime. You know, that was, you know, another thing. I think I missed that. But we played hard in all phases of the game tonight, which is good to see. We still aren't perfect. We got a lot of work to do, but it, you know, this game is going to help us down the road because we had adversity and we overcame it. And I think we'll be able to draw on that lesson at some point later in the season.
Brett, you know, it's strange. You guys are 6-7 miles apart, basically. I mean, you know, you're up 309 right. A little bit. It's not that far, but it almost feels sometimes like it's worlds apart because they're 6A, you're 5A. They get a ton of attention. I think you kind of fly under the radar a little bit because of the 5A stuff. Does this – I don't want to put too much into a game like this, but does it give you guys – I mean, there's usually when you go to North Penn, there's an in-awe factor that teams get run over because they see North Penn and they kind of crumble. Does this give you guys like a supercharge going into your schedule here moving forward because you've kind of faced the bully – and you beat them in their building?
I don't know that I'd go that far. I mean, okay. It's a good win. It's a good win for us. 5A, 6A, it doesn't matter. We were 4A when we beat them in 15. You know, it is what it is. I mean,
and I said that with all due respect, by the way. I know that.
I love it when you guys overlook us. Let's put it that way. When whoever picks the score, we're supposed to lose 38-17 tonight. I love it.
Brett, I tweeted to these guys this week because we talked about it, and I'm like, I'll be bluntly honest. I said that game's not going to be competitive. So I'm just gonna lay it on the line. I said it. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Okay, Brett and Brian Hensel.
I appreciate it.
Brian Hensel said this is going to be a great game. I said this is going to be a great game. Let's leave a slot open in case they win for head coach Brett Stovers.
And Cooney's a moron.
I'm not going to call Kevin a moron. Kevin's being honest. Kevin's just being honest.
Yeah.
I think, hey. Brett, I've covered you too long to overlook you.
Hey, Kev, keep tweeting that.
I don't even have to
give a pregame speech when you tweet for me.
Hold on, wait a minute. Whoa. This was just private messages. I could have not said this.
But we all know. All jokes aside, Brett, you know firsthand that North Penn is North Penn, and they will be back.
They will. I know. They're a very good football team, and I know Coach Beck and his staff will be back to work on Monday.
Hey, great win for you guys. Enjoy it, and we'll talk down the road. It was great hearing your voice again.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate you covering us.
Thanks, all right. Coach.
That is the very underestimated, in his opinion, head coach, Brett Stover of the Flying Cardinals. And Kevin, Brian, I give Kevin props because he was honest.
He absolutely was.
Absolutely was.
I mean, again, and I don't want look. I know Beck's going to get mad at me for saying this.
No, Dick. No, this stuff doesn't upset him.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I think we all felt that North Penn. You take the LaSalle game out because you figure LaSalle was a premier team,
mm-hmm.
and then they played well Quakertown last week, and then you figured, okay, they're going to get some momentum here before they get in the leagues. This is not normally what happens. Let's be honest.
I'll tell you it's not. I feel sorry for the league now.
Yeah.
Because North Penn's going to ramp up, you say?
I think
this
so.
This is the wake-up call?
This is the wake-up call. It's not the first time they've gone 1-2 in non-league and then didn't have a great season.
But some of those 1-2s were against Wood.
St. Joe Prep and Wood and all that.
This does feel a little different.
Kev, what's our poll question, by the way?
The poll question is, what's your favorite food at a high school football game?
And our choices are?
Popcorn, pizza, hot dogs, and soft pretzels.
And where do they get that question?
At Kevin Cooney or at WPHC Scores.
And you could tweet at us your favorite if it's not on the list, yeah, and places that you love to go and get high school food, what stadiums.
Yeah, and we'll read them off in about 15 minutes.
All right, well, when we come back, Henry Machette has been engineering this show so well. We appreciate all the great work he does. You've got us on the Odyssey app, 1210 WPHT, but remember, when we come back, we're going to roll all the scores mm-hmm. And in its entirety. Hit us up on our Twitter handle, WPHT Scores. If you got a question for us, we will answer it. This is a Friday night in the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Now, back to the Scoreboard Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
Back here on a Friday night, week number three of the high school football season, and the disc jockey across the way, the magic man, Henry Machette, playing all kinds of nice comeback music here on a Friday night. Friday night football season, man, it is only early September, and we were having this much fun already.
And it was a gorgeous night tonight.
It really was. We had some great weather. We did. Kev, with Kevin Cooney and Brian Hensel, I'm Jeff Nolan. Want to thank Rendell Ivory from Overbrook. He joined us earlier, talking about his 3-0 start. Bill Murphy, head coach at Archbishop Ryan, talking about their game against crosstown or cross-neighborhood rival, Father Judge, tomorrow. What time is that game and where's it at?
1 o'clock at the Northeast Supersite.
We shortchanged Andrew Robinson a little bit, but we're going to have him back on. He talked about LaSalle getting absolutely dismantled by Bishop McDevitt, and that's going to come up in our conversation here in the next 15 minutes or so. Drew Markle letting us know that CB West rebounds very nicely after a slow start, and they thump Quakertown. And Rob Sr. letting us know that Springford on the short end of a score against Cumberland Valley. Brett Stover just moments ago talking about his win over North Penn. Kev, let's hit some scores,
yep.
And then we've got some conversation coming up as well. First of all, Thursday night, there was some public league action. Simon Gratz beats Mastery of Camden 17-6. So they go to 2-0. School of the Future, a 40-14 win over Massbaum. And then Overbrook, we talked to Coach Ivory a little bit earlier, 34-0 over Kip Dubois. And before we leave that Overbrook score, want to thank a lot of the team and fans of Overbrook listening, guys. Thank you so much. And good luck to you guys the rest of the season. Kev, I'm going to hit the first and 10 here that we got done at the top of the show. Downingtown West doesn't redeem themselves. They get that bad taste out of their mouth after losing to Park Valley last week. They beat Neshaminy 30-7, who's at North Penn next week. Upper Dublin, we told you, an upset win to some, not to Brett Stover and the Flying Cardinal fans. They beat North Penn 32-8. 51-18 win over George Washington. Over South Philly, and that one, Brian, we're trying to figure out who the top team, 6A, D12. I think George Washington makes a statement there, Kev. And also, Perk Valley, 10 points better than Cheltenham tonight, 35-25. Emotional win last week, Kev, on the road. They prove their mettle with another win. Cumberland Valley, they travel across districts to beat Springford, 28-16.
Strathaven is a 25-0 winner over Conestoga tonight in the Central League. Downingtown East goes on the road. Delaware Valley up north, 20-20. They beat Del Val, so they are 2-1. Malvern Prep continues to look the part of maybe the strongest team in District 1/12 with a 21-3 win over Archbishop Wood in Wood's opener. CB East opens the field tonight with lights, and they are 3-0, 30-13 winner over Saturday. That is a final. Judge and Ryan, we mentioned tomorrow Northeast. We go into D1.
Well, let's go D1 on a Friday night here, and Chuck Berge and the Penn Ridge Rams pick up their first win together, head coach and the team. 35-0 shutout home win, and that was over Ben Salem. It was Central Dauphin losing to Coatesville. Coatesville quietly goes to 3-0, boys. Once again, they win 34-28 over Central Dauphin. Chester proving that they are a force in 5A. They beat Phoenixville 47-10. CB South, no problems with Council Rock North, a 56-7 win for the Titans. Pensbury and Galen Snyder, Kevin, two in a row for the Falcons of Pensbury. No problem over Council Rock South, 41-6. Garnet Valley, Eric Van Wick, in his first season, has not tasted a defeat yet. They beat Radnor 49-0. No Bristol George Schools. I thought we had one there. Sorry about that. Okay. Governor Mifflin beats Boyertown 17-14. Boy, what a difference a couple weeks makes. 71 points in their first game, Boyertown. Could not muster that kind of offense tonight, Kev. It was Truman losing to Abington 49-7. Springfield Montco beats Hatboro Horsham 21-6. Haverford High School beats Springfield Delco on the road 28-13. Kennett in a Chessmont American League matchup picks up win number 2, 37-0 over Westchester Henderson. And it was Marple Newtown beating Lower Marion 29-12.
Owen J. Roberts is a 21-0 winner over Avongrove. Oxford is a 25-7 winner over Unionville tonight in the Chessmont American. It was Bishop Shanahan 36-14 over Central. Ridley beats PW 35-13. Norristown is a 20-13 winner over Pottsgrove. Pottstown picks up their first win 20-14 over Harridan. CB West crushes Quakertown 56-14. Drew Markle told us about that one. Great Valley, a 41-6 victory over Sun Valley. That's a final in the Chessmont American. Upper Moreland falls to Enterboro 37-7. Westchester Ruston is now 2-0. They beat Westchester East 35-12. Upper Marion, a 21-14 winner over William Tennant. Tennant is 0-3. Upper Marion, it's 2-1. Methacton, 18-8 over Wissahickon to pick up their first win. And Cumberland Valley over Springford, 28-16. And Lower Moreland over Jenkintown, 20-14.
Kevin, I'm going to shift over to District 12 on a Friday night and let everybody know that Kensington shuts out Palumbo 42-0. It was Lincoln 12 points better than Mastery North, 26-14. Roxborough remains remains winless, a 43-0 loss to Belmont Charter. Kevin, and I'm just making sure I'm reading this right. Belmont Charter, a single A team?
Yes.
Over 5A Roxborough. Roxborough, by the way, on deck for Overbrook next week,
yes,
right? Yes. Fells beats Edison 30-6. It was Dobbins beating Vox 42-6. And McDevitt of Harrisburg, and we heard from Andrew Robinson a little bit earlier, just making mashed potatoes of LaSalle tonight. I mean, I don't know any way to put it. 56-7.
St. Joe Prep beats Hermaeus Hall 14-7 tonight at Franklin Field. They get Gonzaga Prep next week as this barnstorming tour continues yes. for the Hawklets. Executive Education 12-6 over Carroll. Imhotep goes to Baltimore. Hope they got pit beef actually while they were at it. 20-13 win over Imhotep Charter. Wilson Westlawn a 37-0 winner over Martin Luther King. Northeast in a squeaker beats Springside Chestnut Hill 14-12. Weston Roman Catholic is tomorrow, by the way. Should point that out. I mentioned that score earlier. And Episcopal Academy, 42-7 winner over O'Hara.
Kevin, I'm going to look at the Saturday's games. Is that okay with you?
That is fine with
me. All right. I'm going to read upside down, at least from the bottom of the page up. If I do it the other way, I may pass out. All right. Anyhow, Academy of Park on the road against Haverford School. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. Hill School takes on Germantown Academy at 1:30. Inside information. Everybody's getting together around 8 o'clock in the morning. Moore Catholic of New York at Conwell Egan. That's a 2 o'clock kickoff. John Bartram travels to Capitol Prep in Harlem, New York for a 2 o'clock kickoff. Archbishop Ryan, Father Judge, 1 o'clock at Northeast High School.
Yes.
That is correct. Are you going to the game?
I will be going to Hamilton.
What city are they in?
Never mind.
Okay. West Philadelphia against Boys Latin School. That's at the South Philly Supersite at noontime and Ben Franklin at Frankfurt at 10 a.m. New Hope Solbury travels to unbeaten Lansdale Catholic 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Berks Catholic against Pope John Paul II, who Kevin said, and this is a quote, They're pretty good. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. Alney Charter takes on Chichester on the road at 11 a.m. in the Perky Oman School. Goes to Delaware Valley Christian School at 10 a.m. Brian, you ever play a 10 a.m. game?
Only on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah, Washington Ryan was always at 10 a.m.
Yep.
And they were the second earliest starter because Frankfurt and North Catholic always started at 9:45, and they started drinking about 6:30.
The Ryan guys started the night before, and
that's
everyone was asleep.
That's true.
I look at a 10 a.m. kickoff, and I think the guy in Florida would show up at 2 o'clock just for spite. I don't care if the game's over. I'm sitting there, too. That's our buddy Dan Morehouse. He used to co-host the show with us, so he's in Florida right now. He's still alive. Barely, but he's still alive.
He's not awake.
He's awake. He's awake.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yeah. All right, so the poll question, because we're going to close it in a little bit, Kevin. It's at WPHT Scores or at Kevin Cooney. What is it?
What is the best food to enjoy at a high school football game?
Now, a little bit more enthusiasm. Come on.
What is the best food to enjoy at a high school football game? Hot dogs, popcorn, pizza, or soft pretzels?
All right. So make sure you weigh in. How many votes do we have so far?
330.
We need 400. We need 400. Henry Machette has been engineering our show tonight. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, we'll wrap and pack it. Some conversations, observations, and thoughts. It's the Odyssey app and the AM dial 1210 WPHT, the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Calling on Ridley Park to follow 1210 WPHD on the free Odyssey app.
Download it now.
Back here on 1210 WPHD, Odyssey app. We are the High School Football Scoreboard Show, Friday nights from 10 to midnight, and we are with you through the district finals, which is the Thanksgiving Friday. And it's the same cast basically every week, give or take a week or so. Brian Hensel, Kevin Cooney, I'm Jeff Nolan. Our 22nd year, second on this radio station. And you can see our interaction with some we know real well and some we're getting to know. And we've had a blast getting to know Public League, for me personally, Public League and Catholic coaches. It's brand new to me. I know for you guys, it's not. We're going to talk some conversation a little bit, but we have a segment we'd like to introduce. It's called Hensel's Highlights. And Brian scours the internet for great showings tonight. So what do you have?
Well, the top show we're going to have, we're going to highlight CBE's inaugural night game victory. Mm-hmm. Their running back, Ethan Schein, had 32 carries tonight for 266 yards in their win over Souderton tonight, 30-13. So, Ethan, congratulations on your win and your team's success so far at 3-0.
Right. And Brian's going to be searching the Twitter and the internet for these.
Yeah, hit me up with, if you have a highlight that you'd like to share with me, hit me up on Twitter at bhensel56.
How do I spell Hensel?
H-E-N-S-E-L. That's B-H-E-N-S-E-L 56.
Okay,
Kevin. How do you spell 56?
Kevin, where are you? You're at Kevin Cooney.
Arabic numbers, Kev.
Yeah.
They're Arabic numbers. You can try to follow that.
And me and my four followers at Jeff Nolan, 1210. Yeah. I'm not a big social media guy. I like face-to-face interaction. I'm old-fashioned. I like that. All right, so let's talk a little bit after 3 weeks. Some of the takeaways or unanswered questions. What are you thinking about as we close up our third week?
Do you want to go first, Brian, or do you want to?
Well, here's where I'm at. And Kevin and I had some conversation off air, and it was about the Suburban One in general looks to be very much up for grabs. Mm-hmm. North Penn has had a stranglehold on this for more than a decade or so, and I'd say going on 2 decades. But right now, they seem to be playing very average. Now, you've said before they've had slow starts and have come back roaring, and Coach Beck is excellent at turning teams around after week three. But right now, it seems to be up for grabs in all levels.
Yeah, and I kind of would go that what we thought going into week one was North Penn, LaSalle, oh my God, this is, you know, two teams that could maybe contend for a state title or at least come out of, you know, District 1 and District 12 and all that. I think it would be hard pressed right now to think that that's going to be the case. And look, it's overreaction. You know, we talk about don't overreact week one. Don't necessarily overreact to week three. Drew brought this up. These teams will be fine as we go forward. But I think this gets to a basic point in District 1. The strength is clearly in 6A. The strength is clearly down south between the Downing Towns and Coatesville right now. That Chestmont is the strength in District 1. And picking anybody outside of that Delco, Chester County kind of region is being foolish.
Yeah, and I don't think we can overlook Garnet Valley. As I said, they have one loss over the course of the last two seasons.
So, you know, they're a team that has to be on everyone's
so it's,
conversation.
It's 6A, you're going to go the Downingtowns, East and West, Coatesville. You're going to go Garnet Valley
in
coming out of Central.
In District
right,
1.
And then North Penn, and then to be determined beyond North Penn.
Can I bring
in
this
6A?
Up? Yeah.
Well, you got Neshaminy coming up next week for them, too, so that'll bring in a point of...
Yeah,
yeah, I'm not quite sure they're there yet,
and
but...
And Pennsbury at 2-1, we'll see where they're going to be at.
I'm really not sure there on that. Let me bring up another one, though, okay? Who's the second best 6A team in District 12? If you think Prep is the best, who is the second best? Would you take Northeast?
2 weeks ago, I would have said LaSalle.
Would you take Northeast right now?
Northeast? I got to believe they're going to be a contender in that area. You know, as a 6A school, George Washington's got to be part of the conversation as well. You know, it's right now, that's the nice thing about this season. At week three, there's a whole lot of hope for a lot of teams because teams that have been perennially dominant aren't necessarily dominating the entire landscape.
And what we talked about with 5A in District 1, you know, where you have Strathaven and Upper Dublin now has to go into that conversation. And I'm drawing a blank. There's a couple other teams in that mix as well. The stronger units are more spread out in 5A, I think, in District 1. District 12, I think it's pretty clear it's going to be Imhotep unless something radical happens.
Yeah, despite a loss to a nationally ranked team tonight, they're a team.
Yeah, they're playing a barnstorming schedule too, if you think about it. I mean,
right, and quite honestly, they should because they have that kind of level of talent. You know, that if you're going to compete at the end of the year in December for the PIAA state title, you need to run the gauntlet and be field tested.
I want to remind everybody that we get all of our information or a ton of our information from EasternPAFootball.com. If you are looking for any information you need, make sure you visit them at EasternPAFootball.com. If I could come back to the public league, is that the one league that you could almost put every team in a bag, shake that bag, and then roll it out at the end of the year? It's very...
I don't know if I go that far, because okay. I think you have two teams. I know what Brian's saying about GW, okay? Northeast is still, I think, ahead of GW in a lot of ways. And now you also have Imhotep, obviously, out of 5A. I think everybody else after that, you would have to kind of filter down.
Well, the team we absolutely have to mention in 5A is Chester. I mean, that's team 3.
But I'm saying in the public league.
Okay, just in the public league.
Just right. In the public league.
Yeah.
It's Northeast, maybe GW, and then Imhotep and everybody else.
And Overbrook. I mean,
Overbrook's decent, but I'm...
One thing we didn't talk about Overbrook tonight is that they have yet to play a team with a winning record. Roxborough next week won't have one. That's why I kind of alluded to with Coach Ivory.
That GW game in two weeks
will be the one... That are they? I'm going to say for real. That's not fair, but
it's good to see them in the conversation. They're 4A.
It's great.
They're 4A, I believe.
They are
Roxborough.
So, yeah. No. No.
No.
Overbrook. Yeah, okay. So they're going to be able to. They're going to be able. It, by the way, I should point out a great night for us in a sense of every public league score we got, and
we struggled,
but we got them. And to be honest, we love giving that exposure in the public league. So please, public league coaches, we need your scores every week.
We got some phone. Kevin made some personal phone calls to get scores. And when those coaches have picked up, we appreciate. And we got some very candid off the air answers, which was very.
One's like the scoreboard broke. I don't know what happened.
That was the best answer.
Yes, it was.
I have no idea. I'm like, okay, we'll get it somewhere else. Again, high school football scoreboard show on a Friday night with Kevin Cooney and Brian Hensel. I'm Jeff Nolan. We've just got about 90 seconds. Catholic League, take away St. Joe Prep. Now, do you put LaSalle back with everybody else in that bag?
Absolutely.
I think you have to at this point until they prove that they are above and beyond everybody else.
And you don't know. I mean, Judge is struggling at this point.
Yeah,
I think we'll find out about Ryan tomorrow. It's kind of a messed up situation right now.
Kevin, final results on our poll.
Final results on the poll are, and I just lost it. Hold on here. It was Soft Pretzels were leading the way.
Unbelievable.
Why?
Keep going.
What?
He's mad because it wasn't his choice.
I don't like losing.
Pretzels had 43% of the vote. Hot dogs had 40. Pizza had 12. And popcorn had 5%. Those people are my heroes.
Yeah, well, Coach Ivory of Overbrook had pizza. So we were on the same page on that one. So the winner was
Pretzels. Soft pretzels.
Soft pretzels. All right, which Brian Hensel says gets cold.
With spicy mustard.
All right, listen, so it's been a great night. Henry Machette has been our engineer. We appreciate everything he's done. We're going to do this again next week and every Friday night through Thanksgiving, right up through the district finals. We've got all scores, highlights, and everything, what to look forward to and what has happened in the past. At WPHT Scores, that is our Twitter handle. For the boys that sit here every Friday night, Kevin Cooney and also Brian Hensel, I'm Jeff Nolan. You've been listening to us on 1210 WPHT.